The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, the broken, the bad apple, the bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad tape, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palace, right across the river through the woods from where Granny called up last night, cut her leg. Today, lost her debit card, put 34C on a chase. So I sent her over a cartridge of the miracle alien to put her to bed in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, rent to travel, some kind of fashion shake, got up, she did, but all my friends come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should it be shake out? Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Carver. Hi, this evening. 844-843-6879. That's the number to get on the bench. And what we're seeing here tonight is the Hawks blowing out the Bucks. I mean, I can't even take it anymore. I don't even care anymore. I can't win. I mean, how in God's name does a team that's that beat them by 40 and then they beat them handily in game three easily, blew them out, and then tonight they're getting their ass beat. And now Giannis goes down. He's back from the locker room. So he went in limping in with his brother. It's his left knee. And now in 5 minutes, he came back out to the bench. So at the very least, he's not in the back doing any kind of, you know.
Listen, enough with the don't even try to Willis Reed routine. You just got hurt 5 minutes ago. I know he wants to win so badly. Make sure the guy's okay. There's no way they could know in the last 5 minutes whether he severely injured himself or not. Just no way to know that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's dangerous to let him call that and let him make that decision and let him say, you know, I'm fine. I'm going to go back out. And just like you said, Willis Reed, I will say this, that like, you know, I mean, if that guy, let's say, you know, like Kawhi ACL, if that guy has some kind of ACL or MCL sprain like Embiid had, don't tell me that didn't change that Atlanta-Philadelphia series. I mean, the guy played on one leg. Don't tell me that didn't affect Harden, the hamstring tear, because you can call it grade two, strain, whatever you want. All I know is he couldn't play. He played on one leg, couldn't shoot, couldn't do anything. Had no speed, no handle, no nothing. He was a liability for the Nets. I think it cost them. Eventually, Durant couldn't carry it every single night the whole time, and then they lost in seven. Then Embiid, they lost. Now Kawhi goes down, and they're losing. I mean, they're still down 3-2 no matter what tomorrow, right? And then tonight, Giannis goes down, And now they're down 20. Late in the third, they're down 20. So this game's over. There's no way they're winning this game, right? Down 20, late in the third. They're not outscoring them 2-1 in the fourth quarter. And first of all, just so we're clear, they can't hit the broadside of a barn. I mean, they just missed. I mean, they must have missed 15 shots in a row. I mean, one after the next were just short, clanking, brick, back of the iron. Terrible. We welcome our radio affiliates, all of them. Sirius XM, Mighty Ear 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell and Avenge with Carver High. So, this game's over. And I'm going to eat the crow sandwich again with mustard and onions this time and pickles because I was on the Bucks tonight and I was on the Clippers or Suns last night. And, I mean, I started that series 6-0 in bets. First three games, I hit every bet, money line and spread. And then game four, I lost. Game five, I lost. Now in this one, I'm bending over tonight because this game's finished. There's no way they're covering 8. I think it was 6.5 when I got it. It went to 8 or 9 when Trae Young didn't play. It skyrocketed. I got it at 6.5. They're not covering 6.5. They're not winning, let alone covering. So this game's over. This game's a waste of time.
That's even more reason why he shouldn't play. That's even more reason why he shouldn't be running back out onto the court. You're down 20. Cut your losses, get him in the back, and figure out what's wrong with him before you risk getting him even more hurt.
Yeah, like ice it, cold bath him, whatever. Tape it up, whatever you got to do, fix it, and let Portis play. What's the problem? You know? And let Lopez play. What's the problem?
You're down 20. Just enough. Like, why cause a bigger problem here?
Yeah, I agree. Now, you know what's going to happen, right? In game 5 in Milwaukee, the Bucks will win by 25. Right? But tonight in Atlanta, they're
25 without him. The Bucks could probably win by 25 without Giannis in Milwaukee.
I still think they will. If he doesn't even play, they'll win by 25 in Milwaukee. I mean, they beat him by, what was it, 40 in game 2. Lost game 1. Game 2, they won by 40. Game 3, they won. And then tonight they're going to lose. It's going to be 2-2. But no Trae Young, and they still win. That's amazing to me. That really is. No Trae Young, and they still win. It's almost like it's fixed to me. Seriously. He's the straw that stirs the drink, and he doesn't even play, and they still kick the – I mean, they're kicking the living hell out of him. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is another game that is – there's 2:40 left. It's unwatchable. It's literally unwatchable. That's how bad this game is. Carver High and I threatening each other off air. That's what's awesome. Just threatening each other. And then we go on the air like there's nothing wrong. That's great. I'm like, don't do me like that. Make the bet. How about tonight? Did you, I mean, the prop boat was in the lagoon again. I mean, honestly, how much money have I made you? Let's face facts. Like yesterday and today, I'm like, let's put the prop boat in the lagoon, double engine, put the twin Johnsons in, and let's go Ohtani 2 nights in a row for the home run. And then I told you, I went for the trifecta. I said, give me the hat trick all 3 nights.
Yeah, they're playing a fourth. They're playing Thursday. This is a four-gamer with the Yankees and the Angels. So, and
I didn't even know that.
He's pitching tomorrow. Tomorrow he's pitching, but he'll still be in the lineup, so he'll be in there to hit dingers, even though he's on the mound. You know that.
And,
I mean, I feel like
the
guy...
And he hits anyway, right? Like, so he'll pitch 6 innings and then he'll hit till the end of the game.
Then they double switch him and put him in the outfield and just play without a DH the rest of the game. So, like, but I feel like he's homered like every day for like the past 2 weeks. Like, I feel like he's hit a homer every, like, it's almost him and Schwarber both. Schwarber homered again tonight too. They have both homered, it seems like, every day for the last 2 weeks. Now Schwarber, that's actually almost literally true. But I feel like Ohtani has also homered every day for the last 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, we've made over $400 in the last two nights on Ohtani's long balls.
Plus 230 plus 190 was Ohtani's.
I mean, that's just free money. And yeah. I guess what we haven't done, which is regrettable, is the prop boat on Schwarber.
Yes.
That we haven't been riding that every night, too.
And you know that the second that we do tomorrow, he'll go over four, which is the hard part about it. You don't want to get in too late. You don't want to get in when the boat's already out there. It's hard to jump on because then it takes on.
But do you really think that tomorrow night that Ohtani's not going to hit another one? I just have like full confidence.
He's
going to
hit
another one.
For the Yankees tomorrow. Let's take a look. Who starts?
Bad. I think it's actually your boy Jameson Shots at Tyone.
No, he was tonight. He got whacked.
Okay, then Montgomery.
You know, Ohtani hit a second one tonight too. He hit two homers tonight.
Oh, so he's got 28.
Yeah, he's hit two tonight. He hit. So he hit a second one.
What could we have gotten on that?
They don't give you a more than one homer prop. At least I haven't seen it on FanDuel.
They will tomorrow.
The Yankees have Domingo Germán going.
Oh, that's right.
Against
Ohtani.
And then on Thursday, they have Jordan Montgomery going. So he could go all four games. He might hit a dinger all four.
But Herman's been decent, so he may be tougher to hit a home run against.
They all suck. He sucks.
That sucks.
Herman.
The Yankees are winning tonight, right? They won?
They are. It's 11-5 in the top of the eighth. They lead.
Yeah, I saw that they were winning, which was highly unfortunate at this point because I was on the Angels tonight. But it doesn't matter if I lost that bet because I made – I made $190 on Ohtani.
We go back to the Angels with Ohtani on the hill tomorrow.
I mean, of course I went back to the Angels tomorrow. I bet on Ohtani to win and hit another home run. I can't wait to see what the price is tomorrow. I mean, it's got to go down even further.
I bet
it went from 230 to 190. Right?
It's probably going to be – they can't go lower than 190. I mean, it's probably going to be right in that area there. Schwarber, the same thing.
I bet it's $1.75 tomorrow.
See what Schwarber's is tomorrow also.
I mean, the guy's jacking home runs like you go to the bathroom. I mean, it's just – it's automatic. I mean, it's
like they got to get Schwarber in that home run derby now. Like he's got to be there. They got to get him out to Colorado. He should make the all-star team just for the last 3 weeks, right? Like, I don't even care what Schwarber did in April and May. Like, he should make the All-Star team just for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, without a doubt, he should be in the All-Star game. Because that guy, I don't think I've ever in my lifetime seen a guy do what he's done. Like, I don't know the exact number, but it's like, is it like 16 and 18 games?
Yeah, it was 15 in 17 this afternoon when we did coast to coast. So he got one tonight for 16 and an 18th game. So 16 in his last 18 games.
But he's got 25 on the year, right?
Yes, tonight was his 25th homer. So he only had 9 homers in the first 2 months.
Right.
And now he's busted out 16 over an 18-day stretch. I mean, geez, how many times have they tested him over the last 3 weeks?
I mean, honestly, have you ever seen a guy do that in your lifetime? I haven't.
Every night he comes back to the clubhouse. Here's your cup, Kyle. Go on in there.
Well, I also have to ask you, because the funny thing about it is that the guy has literally, you know, it would seem to me, literally single-handedly brought them back into the mix.
Sure,
you know,
has.
They've been like
riding
they went with
him.
They're in second place now, and they're 2.5 out, and they're a game over 500, and they've won 8 of 10 and 3 straight. And I don't know, like tonight they were jacking home runs again.
And
so
gotten them back in. It is a lot of these games that he's hit all these homers in the last week and a half were against the Mets. So they've got a bunch of wins against the Mets. Last night, I know last night was the rainout makeup. The weekend before, he had a bunch of homers Father's Day weekend against them. So that helped him gain some ground on them as well.
So anyway, they won tonight 4-3 over the Rays. So not only are they winning every night, but they are beating, like you said, the Mets, the Rays. The Rays are a really good team, right? So look at this. They beat the Rays tonight, Mets last night, Marlins the night before. The Marlins beat them on Saturday. Marlins beat them on Friday. They beat the Marlins on Thursday. They beat the Phillies on last Wednesday. They beat the Phillies last Tuesday. And they beat the Mets Sunday the 20th. Saturday, doubleheader game two, they beat the Mets. Lost game one. And then on Friday the 18th, they beat the Mets.
Yeah, so they took three out of four from them.
And then they beat the Pirates in three straight. They swept the Pirates, beat the Giants on Sunday 6-13. Like, are you getting this? This is unbelievable because they took two or three from the Giants. Actually, they split four. So they split four games. From the time on the 11th that they split with the Giants, I mean, how many wins did I just rattle off?
Right.
It's crazy.
And the biggest for me is they beat the Mets four out of five times. So that picked up three games for them right there.
Does it remind you of the year that they won the World Series where they sucked, and then all of a sudden, in like July, they started winning every game they played for the rest of the season, and they won the World Series?
I felt like that team was a lot better than this one, though. I don't know, and I feel like the teams in the National League are so much better this year. Like that year that they won, and this takes nothing away from them winning. Like the Dodgers weren't as good. The Padres are good this year. We've seen the Brewers with those two aces at the top be so good. The Mets are good this year. There's a lot more competition in the National League this year.
Okay, well, like I'm trying to see this story right here. The wild card in the National League. It's unbelievable. They're 2.5 back in the East, but they're 6.5 out for the wild card.
Because of the NL West teams. The NL West teams have been so good.
Right, so it's the Dodgers by 1.5 and the Padres are, you know, right there. They're in the two. Then the Cubs, 4.5 back. Cincinnati and Washington, 6.5 back. That's a gigantic mountain to climb, 6.5 games when everybody else is in front of you winning, you know, Well, that's the deal. Everything rolls into, can they catch the Mets and win the East? All right, so tonight, Haro was at the White Sox game. 7-2, they lead the Twins in the sixth inning. After he got done having his filet mignon, he caught a few innings. He probably left in about the sixth inning. He's back in his five-star hotel suite, icing his knees and having a glass of champagne. And he's on the bench, as usual, on a Tuesday night. Rick, let's go back to last night. You went to Milwaukee enjoying your favorite team, the Cubs, as they went in to see the Brewers, the first place Brewers who've been on fire. And in the, I believe it was the eighth inning, they scored 10 runs on the Cubs and blew the game wide open. I predicted that you were already back at the hotel in the seventh inning and you did not see the 10-run inning.
You're partially correct. I ate my hot dog, and that was important to me because I was under orders from you. And then I figured it was 4-4, and Tapera gave up a run. And I said, all right, haters coming in the ninth. Cubs are asleep for half a season offensively. It's over. I left at 5-4, so I missed 9 runs. But that's okay because I got back and I watched the other blowout, the third period of the Stanley Cup playoff, the other blowout, game one of the World Series. I'm now watching the other blowout, the Bucks and the Hawks. We don't seem to have close stuff anymore.
I mean, first of all, just so people know, Giannis has a hyperextended left knee. He's done for the night, and the Bucks have been done for 20 minutes. They're down 20-something after three, and then now they're in the fourth. They're in a timeout, and they're getting just stomped. So I have to tell you, just really briefly, not just because I'm losing the bet tonight on the Bucks, but that I honestly think this series sucks. It's awful. I think it's awful. The second game was a 40-point blowout. The third game was they spanked them. The fourth game tonight's another blowout. None of the games are good. Even the first game wasn't good. The Hawks kicked their ass. Every game in this series has been terrible.
It's a close series, but none of the games are close. So, you know, that's interesting. I guess you could say no character tonight, but maybe it was you know, Giannis not playing well. So now we thought I was up in Milwaukee last night, read all the papers, and it was like, all right, they're in the finals. The biggest game was game three, and of course that's not true. So now it's a new series.
I mean, it's an awful series is what it is. That's just the reality of it. There is nothing good about the series. Right now it's 87-68. That is a terrible game. I don't care what anybody says. And if Giannis has a knee problem, they say it's hyperextended, which could mean ACL tomorrow. You never know. They're acting like it's nothing because they're going to lie to you about it. So then the Cubs are losing again tonight in Milwaukee. I just thought I'd add. That game right now is 2-1 Brewers in the sixth. But you went to the White Sox game tonight. Did you see Jerry Reinsdorf tonight, all 81 years of him?
Yeah, no, didn't see him, but saw his kid. And they are they didn't have a big crowd tonight because the weather sucks here. But they've got a really good team. Robert is coming back. Abreu played today. They look like the best Chicago team. A month ago, you wouldn't have thought so. 3 weeks ago, you wouldn't have thought so. And I was talking to a couple of people in the know, let's put it this way, that there is a real chance that based on what happened in the last week or two, you know, Bryant gets traded before the deadline or not. I think it would kill people in Chicago. And then the comment was people were so used to the team overperforming that they would say, let's ride it out and let's see how far it goes. Now, if they go five games behind the Brewers, which would happen tonight, and the six games tomorrow, it might make it easier to pull the trigger on Bryant, which would be terrible as a Cub fan, but that's business.
So, by the way, he's 85, Reinsdorf. He bought the team in 81. That's what I meant to say. So he's, it's funny. I was talking to Bruce Levine of the Score last night from Chicago that he – he wanted La Russa to run the team, and La Russa's, you know, the two of them together are like, you know, like older than America. And all I know is that they're winning. I mean, they're winning. It's like people could say whatever they want about Tony La Russa. So we play his clips on Coast to Coast every day. We always play Tony La Russa every chance we get. Literally 4 or 5 days a week, we play clips of him because he's so, it seems like he's so senile, but it's working in Chicago. They're in first. I think they'll run away with it with their pitching and bullpen. When you saw them tonight, was it like a good crowd? Do they draw? Are people into them? Is it a scene or is it still the Cubs town?
It's still the Cubs town. People are into them normally. It's a bad example because it's Tuesday night in Chicago against a lackluster Minnesota team with bad weather. But they're into them. And every discussion that you see on the street corner is about how the Cubs may have a window of a half a year, and then they got to start all over after Baez and or Bryant are dumped. With the White Sox, it's like we've got 3 or 4 really good years coming, maybe even some more. So it's a cool deal to root. I know people in a city like New York or Chicago or L.A., you got to choose one. Why? I mean, I'm ready to flip. I'm not going to root against my Cubs, but, maybe the White Sox have something this year.
So Reinsdorf made all of his money in real estate, and at one point he was, unless I'm mistaken, was he not a lawyer for the IRS?
Well,
at one point in his career.
Yes, but he also, remember, joined with Eddie Einhorn, who was the TV magnate at the time. And the two of them really didn't have a whole lot of cash, but they pooled their resources and their marketing expertise, and they ended up buying all the shares of the White Sox and then selling their shares to others. And they ended up with a team that under today's circumstances you probably wouldn't be doing because you had one general partner and a whole bunch of limiteds. But today people respect Jerry and what he does so much that baseball embraces Jerry Reinsdorf, and so does the city.
And what about, like, he's made such a fortune. He's worth over $1 billion, and he owns the Bulls as well. I actually, you know, Carver High and I know some billionaires, casino owners, right? And, boy, the difference between $5 billion and $1.7 billion is a lot of money. I mean, when you think about it, we know people that are up in the, you know, $5 billion range. And it's amazing to me that a guy, frankly, that's worth $1.7 billion owns the Bulls and the White Sox. And, frankly, I'm going to say it, that's all he's worth. I mean, that's amazing to me because I got to tell you, the guy Anschutz just sold his chunk of the, we talked about it on Coast to Coast.
Right.
His chunk of the Lakers
right.
was worth $1.3 billion, but he owns, you know, the Staples. He owns the Galaxy. He owns the Kings. What doesn't Anschutz own? But he sold $1.3 billion of the Lakers. So how is Jerry effing Reinsdorf only worth $1.7 billion if he owns the White Sox and the Bulls and all that real estate and all that lawyer stuff that he ran in his career? It's amazing to me. You would think, I would think, you know, after the Bulls won six titles, that he'd be worth way more than $1.7 billion.
Well, first of all, look, if he's a good lawyer, look, us lawyers are public servants. We don't make a lot of money, right? We serve the public.
You are such a liar, Haro. Don't start lying to me about you have no money. I mean, honest to Christ. I mean, Haro's house
you don't
is
like
not
that,
a house.
Huh?
It's a compound. He lives in a compound.
You know, I guess,
I mean, Haro lives, he has his
work.
Own zip code for his mailbox.
We're
he's got a
servants,
yacht in
pal.
His backyard. Hey, Carver High, your boy Haro's got a yacht. He's got jet skis. He's got strippers, champagne on ice out at the pool.
No, hey, got, no strippers and no yacht.
He wears a robe when he walks his dog.
Yeah, maybe all that. But, hey, look, you don't make –
Here's
the deal. The lawyer –
Listen. Do it again, Carver. Play it again.
My shoes cost more than your house.
Oh, boy. That's not bad. I like that. Hey, can I borrow that? I'm going to have some people over on July 4th, and I'm going to play that.
Yeah.
That's going to be my national fireworks anthem. We have a little fireworks deal on July 4th. I'm going
to
play
from
that.
From now on, when I go to Boca from now on, I'm not going to my condo because I sold it. I'm going to Haro's house to stay in the pool house.
Yes,
I'll
of course you are.
Dog.
The good thing about the pool house is it's sanitarily separated, and I'll lock my door. So, you know, I'll lock you in there, and I won't see you for a week. It's perfect.
All right. When we come back, I know that I want to hit some things. I want to do the 5 and 5, which people have no idea what I'm talking about. And then there's still some lingering issues from the 15. I have to say, real quickly, the Bucks tonight, they laid down. They didn't try. They shot worse than any team I've ever seen in a conference final. I mean, they must have missed 200 shots tonight. That's how bad they look. I mean, it's like the game's fixed. It's like they threw the game. I don't know what I'm watching, but that is not the Eastern Conference Finals, what I'm watching. It's the worst basketball game I've ever seen in my life. I can't wait to make fun of it tomorrow on Coast to Coast. It's for all of it. Mets beat the Braves 4-3. Penny Hardaway staying at Memphis, and he'll add Larry Brown, the legend, as an assistant at Memphis. He will not get the head coaching job with the Orlando Magic, even though he interviewed and had moved to the top of their list. Now imagine how bad their list is. We are talking to Rick Haro, sports business and legal insider and hot dog savant on Sports Grid. He's in Chicago this evening. In a 5-star hotel, and we are trying to convince Rick to go down to the bar in a robe and order a Heineken and demand that they put the Cub game on from the 7th inning on because it's not on in his suite. So we want him to go down like Hugh Hefner to pimp a robe, like, because he's in a five-star Four Seasons. You know he's got the robe. So rock the robe down right. the bar, take a picture everything. With a tall Heineken pint, and just sit there like Hugh Hefner with a robe on and let him know who's boss. That's the demographic we're after. We're looking to expand your brand, reach a whole new target audience, and have Haro become more of a playa for the network. Like, he's gonna demand it. This is ridiculous.
Right. I have a comment for that. That is a target audience for the network. It's called the jailed set that couldn't get out on bail. I mean, that's what would happen. I'm trying to figure out what I should do, because I'm watching San Andreas with The Rock, and I assume it ends with an earthquake that throws everybody in the sea. And I know how the Cubs are going to end, with Tapera on the IL and Kimbrel overthrown. They're going to lose, and they're going to be five down. So do I put this robe on, make a spectacle of myself, go watch the Cubs, or do I watch the end of this movie? What's the deal?
I just can't believe that you're watching that terrible movie over the opportunity to expand your horizons and, like, literally with your juice and power and money, that if you walk down into the bar with pants on, no less, like, you have pants on, but you roll in, like, you know, with the robe open and pants on and a shirt on, and just be like, you know what? I was sitting on my bed in my suite with this robe on, and I can't get the Cub game in this effing town, in this five-star hotel. So I'm going to walk down the elevator with the robe on right from my bed, and I'm going to get a Heineken, and I'm going to watch the Cubs, and I look like Hugh Hefner. And you might even open up your shirt a little bit, like two more buttons down, and just show them what you're made of.
Well, you've seen it, so it's probably attractive. And you know, right. maybe that's the right answer. Problem is, The Cubs are going to lose. I don't want to expose myself to this. I would rather watch the bad movie. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. And now that Rick's ruined everything, let's talk about the Olympics. A month to go, and campaigns are coming into stronger focus. How about the Stronger Together global campaign showcasing humanizing athlete stories in their journey to Tokyo?
Yeah, here's the problem with this, and you know I wrote that, and it's important stuff, but there is a plan to promote the heck out of Olympic athletes, all of them, the track folks, the swimming folks. Americans are now qualifying. Naomi Osaka, big human rights advocate. The other problem is more than 60 to 80% of the Japanese don't want the Olympics to come, and there is this super-spreading threat and all of those possibilities. And so at the end of the day, we've got a tension, NBC and people wanting to generate money for the Olympic movement, all for it. I'm not going to go. I decided that yesterday. And I'm not sure that a lot of people are, even the media, who's going to be going. I know it's going to be televised. It may be televised in empty seats, but at least it's going to happen.
One other note, Germán Márquez has a no-hitter going against the Pirates in the eighth inning at Coors Field right now. Go figure. My team, again, in a robust story developing, always an interesting bit of news on the Pirates doing nothing as usual. A no-hitter being thrown against him right now. We'll keep an eye on that. Márquez working a no-no in the eighth at Coors against the Buccos. Raise the Jolly Roger. All right, going back to Mr. Haro. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this really quick. I am astounded by Simone Biles. First of all, I don't care one lick about gymnastics, although I've had friends with gymnast daughters at high levels. I know for a fact, like Big Ten schools, I have. And not only that, I dated a gymnast from Michigan State back in the day when I lived in Chicago in the early 90s. And I mean, I got to tell you, she was fantastic in bed. Can you say that on the radio? Anyway, I wanted to say that girl is so amazing. That Biles, and I can't even imagine, I'm going to say it, I can't imagine how she can do those moves, those, you know, 5-10 flips at a time through the air going 100 miles an hour and landing on beams and landing backwards and doing all this stuff. I can't even fathom that she doesn't get injured. I mean, I've never seen a person in my life do the things that she does in the air, aerial moves, like not even Cirque du Soleil like, you know, these people that fly through the air and do these trapeze things. Not even they can do it without getting injured once in a while. This chick is so, she's like rubber. She might be Stretch Armstrong because I've never seen an athlete in my life do the things that she does without getting injured. Like, she just keeps landing these somersaults, like 10 at a time, flying through the air, doing spins. And I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I have never seen anything like that chick. Yeah, she's not human.
Three comments. First, the most dynamic gymnast and the most dominant gymnast probably in history, bar none. Second, she only makes $5 to $10 million a year. It's a lot compared to other Olympic sports that are not tennis or golf. And she has traditional sponsors, Nike and otherwise, but she needs to do more because she's a household name. Third, one of the most miserable, ridiculous commercials for Uber I've ever seen. I don't know if you saw it. I don't even want to describe it, but it's disgusting, and I'll just leave it at that.
You mean when she does the splits with the guy?
Yeah, how about that?
There you go. When she has the food delivered to her. Yeah, it doesn't, that doesn't do anything for me either.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's ridiculous. I just find it unentertaining. So let me ask you this. Berlin-based competitive gaming organization G2 Exports has named American clothing brand Ralph Lauren as its exclusive fashion outfitter. I told you once on this show, I told you, guys that wear those big logos on their remember I told you this story that wear the remember you went to the Wellington, you went to the Polo, and I said guys that wear those big logos like the Polo, the guy on the horse on their shirt, and it's a giant logo. Those guys are they're infidels.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about that, but I do know they're making a lot of money, and this is the first marriage of like Ralph Lauren and esports. Esports is, you know, huge. And when you think of what it's going to mean in the future, now we're talking about endorsement stuff, which is really, really amazing.
So how about the Shark Week is about to happen July 11th through the 18th, which is always kick-ass on television. Certainly better than The Bachelorette.
Well, yeah. What I think they need to do is marry Shark Week and the World Surfing Championship. Anyway, never mind. So, Shark Week, T-Mobile, devour frozen food. How about that? Sonic, Vrbo, Geico, Wayfair, Gorilla Glue, Home Depot. What do they all have in common? Those are all Discovery Shark Week champions. And the fact that they're between the MLB All-Star Game, NBA Finals, and the Tokyo Olympics, they're selling it like a sporting event. And it's huge, which is really important. It's really cool.
Do you think they should have had the Euros in July and not in June?
Yeah, well, nobody knew. But, you know, at the time, they figured that that month wouldn't have made a difference. And now it is going to make a difference. And the bottom line is the Euros are amazing in Europe, and we now have some interest in it here. I just wish America men's soccer had made Olympics, you know, the World Cup, all of that stuff really important, but it would have been nice to have a really exciting team, not just on the women's side, to root for American soccer.
Kevin Garnett has started a sports betting and gaming network of his own.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's all about making betting simple. I'm not sure what the premise of that is. You bet, you win, you lose, that's simple. But he's got money and a developer series of dollars, along with Kendrick Perkins, who's also doing a kind of e-sport gambling academy. And what they're both trying to do and what they have in common is to try to explain gaming to the masses so they can place even more bets. And the idea of placing more bets is a big deal, so they're trying to figure it out.
And they're partnered with our friends at FanDuel, so that's huge.
Yes, they are.
Has South Florida responded to the Surfside disaster, in your opinion? And what an awful nightmare that's been this week.
I'm going to go down and offer some assistance when I'm back down over the weekend. I think it's the right thing to do. Surfside is north of Miami Beach. You know where it is, and all of the teams are doing the same thing. And it's an incredibly ridiculously horrendous tragedy how quickly lives are wiped out. I'll say it, right? We all know all these missing folks. We know what the answer is, but we're not able to say it. It also shows the value of life. But it's more important, I guess, than that is it's awful. And what happens is all the Florida and South Florida teams, Orlando as well, are trying to figure out how to donate not only dollars but assistance, et cetera, to this whole process, and they're doing it. And the bottom line is this is one of those things that transcends sports, as we know.
I'm glad that Tyler Hero did a lot. He was down there helping and getting involved in a big way, which was a huge thing for him. And I mean that sincerely, especially considering how little he did for the Heat this year.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, so he is a good philanthropist. Maybe his outside shooting is not that great.
He did great work at the tragedy, and I am proud of him for that. Thank God, because I forgot he even played on the Heat. That's two in a row that I've landed.
Yeah, two in a row. Yeah, that's not bad. All right, that's enough now, about him. Leave him alone.
He's a good kid. Bar in a robe with a Heineken and take a picture. Or at least do it in your room and lie, like near the wet bar. Something. Do something. You got to send me that
picture. I
will do
something.
I will turn it into money.
I'm a
brand expert.
Yes, you are. Hot dogs were great in Chicago. That's all I got to say.
Hey, the hot dogs are always great in Chicago because they're actually Vienna beef dogs. They're different hot dogs.
Yeah,
they're made with real meat. What about Milwaukee? How was the hot dog there?
Scale of 1 to 10, a little disappointing, kind of a 7.
You got to get a
but
brat,
the Cubs.
Come on. You got to get a brat.
Yeah, and also the Cubs' performance affected my ability to eat a hot dog.
All right. I got to go. Thanks, Rick. I'll see you next week. So the Pirates just broke up the no-hitter in the ninth with a single to right. Boom, there it goes. Marquez had a no-hitter in the ninth, but a leadoff single. That's the end of that. You lose.
As soon as everybody turns the game on, they find out it's
right
in the
when
ninth.
I turn the game on. They're cheering him, standing O. They're giving him a course. They're up 8-0 over the Pirates. Easy money tonight. I bet on him last night. I bet on him tonight. I mean, the Pirates go on a road trip. It's just, I can't even believe they won 3 of 4 in St. Louis because they suck so bad.
Stunning that they took 3 out of 4. That shows you where the Cardinals are at right now.
It really does. More than being an exciting thing for the Pirates to win 3 of 4, it shows you how effed up the Cardinals have to be, literally, because that's the end of that no-hitter right there. I don't know who broke it up. I just saw the single right there.
You still got to let him finish the game. I mean, he's thrown 88 pitches. It's 8-0. Let him try to get the complete game shutout at least. You don't take him out here.
Yeah, I'm back on the Dodgers-Giant game.
And then he hits it to a double
Dodgers.
Play. Double play ball. Boom. 2 outs.
he just got a double play?
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
Marquez
two
just got a double play.
So he's going to throw a one-hitter. So, you know, they have 7 no-hitters this year. The record's 7. So the next one's the all-time record for a season.
Yep.
Would be 8. So they were that close to 1 tonight in Colorado.
I think it's going to
go figure
double. It's going to get to
go figure the Pirates break it up.
I think there'll be at least 10. I think we'll get 3 more between now and the end of the year.
Wow. So when we come back, we're going to talk about all the NHL heavies. The big awards went out tonight, right? So the Vezina, the Norris, the Hart Trophy, all the big names came out tonight for the biggest awards. They all were handed out. We got all those for you. So don't go anywhere. It's Pharrell and Events.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.